G'day all, welcome to the Social Fishing Googong Dam Fishing Report for September 2023. So we are officially out of the Murray cod season in this waterway. So it has been a very interesting season, to be frank. Unfortunately, as you're well aware, I haven't been able to head out much at all lately and over the last 12 months. However, there has been plenty of people that have been, and with mixed success. So let's start with a bit of a close up on the season. So leading into the end of the season over the last month, it has been pretty tough going to the most part with the Murray cod. It has been extremely quiet and a little flurry of activity, but all round pretty slow for the last month compared to how it started in winter. It actually petered off quite a bit. We've actually had a bit of a change in seasons already. The temperatures have been very high for the end of winter period than the norm. So I believe the fish have just gone into that breeding stage a little bit early and therefore have petered off in terms of activity, frequency of catches, but in turn that has actually helped with some of the other fishing. But to end the season, there hasn't been very many cod caught, especially larger cod caught in the last little bit of the season. So this month there has been a handful of cod caught, however, some quite big but not those monstrous sizes that we usually look to see at the end of the season flurry. There have been activity on swim baits, primarily the smaller style swim baits casting up against the bank, hits getting or cod being caught on the drop, for example, up high in the water column. It's just been a bit of a mixture, and unfortunately, and fortunately, because we are at the end of the season, we don't need to dwell too much into the detail, but there have been cod caught in the 80s, the 90s, and not too much over the meter mark over the last little bit. So ending it there with the Murray cod, no need to harp on them too much. Obviously, it is going to be close season. So the biggest thing to remember is you can't fish for them in close season, and try and downsize your lures when you're targeting those other species such as your golden perch and your redfin and even your trout if you want to get some starting to warm up spring weather trout out there, because they are starting to rise quite a bit as well. But just downsize and try and steer away from the areas that might be very coddy. For example, you have rocky outcrops or rock walls or some of that steeper water which the cod will tend to hang around a little bit more in their breeding season. So I steer clear of that personally. And if there are areas that I know that cod do congregate around continuously, I will leave those areas. Or it's hard to say, but it's inevitable that you will run into some cod, whether that's captures or seeing them on the screen. So when I'm out there in springtime and I happen to see a cod come up on my 2D or my life sonar or whatever it might be, I literally pull up stumps and go. Or I'll move 50 meters and just reevaluate the situation, because at the end of the day, I'm there to catch golden perch in spring personally and a boatload of redfin, and I'll leave the cod to be. So if I see them, I will go. So that is my number one tip. If you start seeing them, move along and adjust according to what you see there. You're going to catch some fish out of season by mistake. We all know that, but it's all about minimizing, going to your smaller lures, moving if you see them, working your lures in the higher water column as well, particularly for the golden perch, because they will generally sit in the shallows and a bit higher. So where I was leading to with the cod previously on those steeper rock walls and those rocky outcrops, they're going to tend to sit a little bit more deeper. They're not going to move into the shallows a great deal in great numbers. So just canvassing that edge, looking for the golden perch that are sunning themselves in that springtime, warmer water, all those inflows, if you have a bit of rain, all those little creeks that have dried up and, you know, the worms washing in and all that sort of stuff, the cod aren't generally going to be going in that on general sense, but we all know fish have a mind of their own, so things can quickly change. But in the grand scheme of things, you're not going to find too many breeding larger cod in those areas. So if you find areas that are a little bit steeper, just try and stay clear of them and target for those golden perch. So let's move straight into the golden perch. So that's going to be the number one target, the springtime gold rush. That's what's upon us. Traditionally, it does start a little bit slow coming into September, late September sometimes it starts to fire, but definitely early October is the prime time into the mid to late October. However, we've had a bit of warm weather already. We haven't had many frosts this year in the grand scheme of things over winter, and it's still the same thing now. So we're looking at a bumper golden perch season. I'm not too sure about how much rain we're going to get. If it is going to be semi-dry, I do believe that the golden perch activity is going to fire. Over the last 2 years particularly, we've had a fair bit of rain come through the system, and it's really slowed down the golden perch activity on the grand scheme of things, and the numbers have been pretty pitiful in terms of springtime flurries. So obviously we want rain, but if we can have a happy medium, it would be awesome, because I believe that's is what we're going to need to really have a bumper golden perch season. It's the water temperature at the moment, we're looking at about 12 degrees, about 12 to 13 degrees it's getting up to, which is actually quite warm for this time of year already. We haven't left the winter slumber. We're only a couple days away. But we're definitely already in those mid-September temperatures. So if that continues, it's really, really going to be a bumper season, in my opinion. And how I would usually go about it is when I'm going out there at the start of the season, I'm going to go finesse. So I'll be throwing those soft plastics, those blades, I'd say the blades and that bottom bouncing technique, working the edges, looking for the weed, looking for the warmer water that's up in the shallows, obviously, little sheltered bays, little sheltered banks, anywhere that has a bit of clay or some hard compacted bank, shale rock, rocks and that sort of stuff, and quite gradual. I do find that they're the banks that the goldens will generally gravitate towards. And then those schooling fish are going to be more in those spindly trees and more to your 5 to 8 meter mark at the start of the season. So I'll be canvassing the areas, and you don't need to travel far at all, because wherever there's a bank, wherever there's going to be warm water, that's where the fish are going to go. So you can literally just get on the boat ramp, start going left or right and start casting, or even in the boat ramp bay, and you're going to do pretty good, because the goldens all are gravitating towards that shallows, or the majority of them will be. And the majority of those bigger ones tend to sit up on those banks earlier as well. So they can generally tolerate the colder water a little bit better. So that's why the start of spring and leading into the middle of spring, it's really, really good to emphasize those bigger fish. So you might be moving through the bank, not catching a lot of those medium schooling fish as much. However, you will run across some really big bruisers, and we know that's what Googong's famous for. So going out canvassing the banks. What I started fishing with quite a lot last season was bibbed crankbaits. So shallow divers, small profile, just like your jackal squirrel type lures, or your Rapala fat jacks, like little 4 centimeter models. That was the lure of choice for me. And working it from the top to the bottom is what I was doing previously. And I believe that will still be part and parcel my primary methods, or bottom from the top, whatever floats your boat. But at the end of the day, you want to work the entire water column, whether that's a meter, 2 meters, just really trying to go in and find that initial strike bait. And traditionally, working blades on the bottom is fantastic. Obviously, got to take into account the structure, the weed and that sort of stuff, and really adapt your lures. And adapting is the key, especially for this early springtime, because it's not always going to be firing. You have to work for those fish, particularly those big ones as well, at the start of the season. So bottom bouncing, blades, flat rolling soft plastics or bouncing the soft plastics on the bottom. Really just go through the gambit of what's in your arsenal and really emphasize on the speed, because the speed, I believe, more than the actual lure or the lure color, is the actual clincher for those 1% chances or those minor differences which will improve your catch rate. So what I like to usually incorporate is throwing my lure out there, working it off the bottom and giving it a little one or two hop and just letting it sit there. And letting it sit there from anywhere from 5 seconds to 30 seconds and really try and slow it down and find that trigger. Once that trigger is found, that's when you can start really to capitalize. Classic colors, obviously going to be your blacks, your hot oranges, more of your natural redfin presentations, and your gold. It's like your gold and black, for example, a fantastic color. And then same deal for the top water column, so your shallow divers and such. And don't forget, over the cod season, there's been a fair few big goldens caught on surface. So whether that's downgrading and going the little tiny surface popper, so your tiny pencil poppers or that sort of stuff, you're going to have a heap of redfin action on that in the shallows, which also can be fun. But you know, don't discount that for your golden perch. Obviously grubbing, if you want to vertically grub up the tree lines and look for those schooled fish, you're going to find those schooled fish in that 5 to 8 meter range, generally in those slightly deeper trees. So if you're looking for that that catching a lot of fish and catching those medium fish, and Googong medium fish could be anywhere from 45 to 50 because they're quite large in there, you can have a really good spell. But just really covering that ground and working the bottom to the top and really just switching it up, that's going to be my main keys. Like I said, locations aren't going to matter too much because they're just looking for that warmer water. So wherever that warmer water is, wherever that sun is shining first on those banks, or where it's finishing on the end of the days if you're going to be out there for a bit longer, or that sheltered, no wind, the bays that radiate the heat, that's where you want to go for the start of the season. Wherever there's weed growth, it's going to be fantastic. The fish are going to gravitate towards that, or the little insects, crustaceans, they're all going to be up in that weed. And also look for that algae factor as well. So you're going to find the algae that will start to build up in the warmer temperatures. That's going to indicate warmer water and stiller water. And the fish are going to be around that as well. I think I mentioned in one of my previous reports, you want to be looking for that as well. A lot of people tend to think that fish aren't going to hang around that algae, but I'll tell you what, they're going to be in that algae wherever it's warm. As long as there's some oxygen there, they're going to be there. The dam level at the moment, you're looking at 100%. It's just lapping over the spillway. Clarity is about the meter mark all round around the dam. And then as you go into bays, which are a little bit more out of the flow, so to speak, they're going to be a little bit clearer. So just targeting those areas, as I mentioned, is going to be your big key. Redfin are going to go off their chops. They've already started to. However, as I mentioned earlier, that we have had a change of seasons already. So on a recent trip that I went out, it was dead completely. Redfin were very hard to catch. Golden perch were very hard to catch. Cod were extremely hard to catch. We did manage one at the end of the day in the 80s, but very hard going, and it was just a very classic case of change of seasons where it just goes quiet all around the board in terms of the different fish species. However, the most activity that we saw was at the end of the day, apart from catching that one cod, it was the trout just really rising like crazy. So those trout fishermen that want to go out there, and whether you're going on the bank or in the boat, you'll start to see a lot of risers. And don't get that confused with carp. There are carp in there now, not in great numbers, but the carp do create a bit more splashiness at the surface and a bit more rolling on the top, especially in spring in their breeding. Those little, if you've seen trout rise at the snowies, they just poke their head up and you have a little bit of a disturbance and they go back down, or they grab a nymph or whatever insect on the surface. There's a lot of that activity. So if you want to even trawl your tassies or even go cast at them, I've had success in the past just stopping and casting at those risers and really, you know, honing in on where those fish are moving to, and they do move quick, so you really need to be on your game. So if you want to practice your casting and maybe catch a trout or two, that's a good option. Redfin going to go crazy. Golden perch are naturally, hopefully, going to go crazy. And really just focus on those warmer water areas. And going into the goldens a little bit more. So as I said, the seasons did seem to change. Water getting a bit warmer. Cod were a bit quiet. Goldens have been going quite well. So we've had goldens being caught up to the mid 60 centimeter range already, which is a fantastic sign to come. And there's been a fair few multiple catches as well in various sizes. But it just goes to show that, you know, something might end a bit early, but something might start a bit early. So, you know, a lot of people will just wait until the back end of September or even middle of October to go out because they think it's going to be tough going. It traditionally is with the Goldens, but for the people to go out there and really fine-tune that more subtle approach and more finesse approach will get the smiles in terms of getting a bit of gold rush in their life a bit early. So that's what I would suggest. Go out there and just really try and hone in on those more finesse techniques. And it's really going to put you in good stead, especially when the cod season comes back around and especially when it's tough, because all you need to do then is just upsize that application and really implement that for the cod too. But golden perch is where it's at. Redfin perch is where it's at. Hopefully you have a bumper start to spring. And don't forget, we go to these real subtle techniques. We use the technology to try and really hone in on those fish, but do not forget to throw little, whether that's little spinnerbaits, whether that's little mumblers or those jigging style lures. It is just go through that gambit. What worked last year may not work this year, but what worked 10 years ago that people have forgotten about and it's just gone on to the new craze, really start implementing that, whether that's going and fishing worms, soft plastic worms, and really imitating that flush of water after rains and that sort of stuff. Just really start to go through the gambit. I think that's the biggest thing out of the report this month, and I think next month we're going to have a fair few goldens in the group being caught, as well as goldens overall in general. And hopefully it's going to be a golden start of spring. So get out there, have a bit of fun, and get your gold on.